This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A Metcalf County farmer says after a brief stint as county judge executive, he's enjoying his time on the farm working with cattle. Greg Wilson says he actually has a two-part cattle operation.
40 beef cows, run cows and calves, and in the last 3 or 4 years, I've started buying heifers, keeping my own heifers, and started buying heifers, and have got fairly big into selling heifers.
Wilson says he and a partner sell some heifers in a special sale each year.
I'm all commercial cattle, but run registered bulls, and I've got into several Red Angus, and I found that there's a lot of people that want red mamas, but they want black calves.
He adds the farm has changed quite a bit over the years.
Before I went to college, we was a big tobacco. We raised a lot of tobacco and had beef cattle. And then after I come home from college, I milked for about 10 years.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Put a little spring in your step. There's no better place than the Bluegrass State. And Kentucky's 45 state parks offer wide open spaces to play and stay, including private cottages and lakeside campgrounds. Plus, you can tee up at 13 nationally recognized golf courses nestled in beautiful surroundings. Plan your getaway today at www.parks.ky.gov. That's www.parks.ky.gov.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Metcalf County farmer Greg Wilson says the cost of inputs is one of his biggest challenges.
My feed's $325 a ton, you know, buying feed, because we don't have enough ground and we ain't got the right kind of ground to raise your own corn or be a grain farmer or, you know, anything like that.
He adds there's a certain satisfaction working with cattle.
Just enjoyed fooling with cattle all my life. And I mean, I'm not a vet, but I do all my own shots and, you know, working my own cattle. I do all that. And I've done it for years and just learned at a young age.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.